Okay.
Okay, when the lights start to, when the figures start to move, and to pause it.
Good morning, Honourable Members. Guess it? Guess? May I take the opportunity to welcome everybody present members of the media, members of parliament, members of the public, and I'm also informed that we've got guests from the United States of America who are from the state of California.
Illinois.
So, Chicago, yeah. Okay. They have decided to be part of the public for today. So you are actually welcome.
Thank you very much.
And everybody, of course. Today's meeting, honorable members, you know that we had agreed in the previous meeting that ours today would be to shortlist organizations that we think need to be invited to come and further elaborate on their submission. And I would therefore take the opportunity to give the committee secretary an opportunity just to remind us of where we come from, how we process matters, and where we are at the moment, even before we can start engaging on those issues that we are supposed to be dealing with today. Yes,
hello, members and invited guests. Again, my apologies for being late. Time never seems to be adequate enough. But here it is, mate. It is on. Can you hear me? The process that we embarked on was to have two separate public hearing processes. And in the first instance, we had a provincial public hearing process, which was really aimed at the man in the street that couldn't really make it to Parliament. So the committee went to the provinces to have these public hearings. Then in the second instance, along with that process, we ran adverts in all the national papers requesting for written submissions. And based on that written submission, the committee would then shortlist for oral representation in Parliament. Now, it's really now up to the members to decide based on the assessment that they've made and to shortlist accordingly. We've received 263 submissions, and I'm going to leave it over to the committee now to take us forward.
Thank you very much, Geshwin. Chief Whip and an honorable group.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much, Geshwin. Good morning, honorable members and our guests. I just wanted to make a little correction, just a little. You see, we didn't go to the men. We went to people.
It's a process. But thank you very much, Ifrit, for bringing that to the attention of Gashwin and many other men who think like that. Honorable Drew?
No, Chair. I thought that we are busy now with the list of shortlisting. You must correct me. But I hear it's a gender issue now on the table. It's not on the agenda, but you must direct. I'm on the shortlisting because I really want us to finish quickly.
Do you have a problem with that comment?
No, not at all. Not at all.
All right. Because I think that comment was quite constructive.
Exactly. No. That's why I'm saying it's not on the agenda, but it's constructive.
All right. I can see Honorable Bloom is geared up to giving his submission of his political party. You may proceed.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I have shortlisted. I went through this... Through this submissions and these three bundles here, and I must commend our staff for doing this excellent work. It's a very good thing. But Chair, from our side, as COPE, we have listed about 20. I'm not saying that the others are not important, but I think that we can get a lot out of these people that I have listed, and it's our proposal, and it's for the committee to decide. Now, my first one will be the public protector, and that is on 259, the submission 259. Then the second one will be And the second one. I'm relaxing. You will tell me when you are ready. You see, Chairperson. No, you see, Chairperson. That is Dennis.
Can we do the air conditioning, man?
Sorry.
No, I was saying that probably one of the things that we need to consider is the... Where are the technical people and so? Is it cooling down? Is it so?
I hear that you are saying we have the whole day, but I'm not too sure if that's my understanding. And I think that most of us from the Security Committee will have to leave by lunch for another important bills. And therefore, Chair, I think let's look at the process issue. Luckily, that Doom said it's got 20. If I rise now and say 100, we'll get into some kind of a fixture without knowing selecting, because we haven't agreed on how we are selecting. Therefore, Chair, I think the easiest way out would be let's categorize so that we also even know, because if I take a Nzimande, because I saw a surname Nzimande here, I should be knowing why do I take Nzimande and where. Under what category of comments that I'm putting in Zimandi in. So I'm suggesting that let's go on some kind of agreed categories, Chair, so that we then know why we put that. Is it general comments? We have a category on general comments. We have a category that talks on, say, generally, because there is a trend, Chair. If you read the submission, there is a trend. One trend, for sure, is that people are talking on the constitutional issues. So that's a category on its own. It's an area very important. Others are talking on offences and penalties. So that we know we covered, Chair. We have a reason why we selected this way. Thank you, Chairperson. That's my proposal.
Honourable Donald.
Thank you so much, Chair. Chair, I want to support Honourable Nzimande because that's going to make our work even easier. So you would know which groups are for public interest clause, unconstitutionality, whatever. If we could follow that trend, I'm not saying Honourable Bloom shouldn't speak, but if we could follow it that way, it will assist us a great deal. And I really want to thank Honourable Bloom for having taken us at least a step forward and shortlisted quite a few. We'll make an extra 30 on that, so it will be 50 now.
Another
one, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. The proposal is a sound proposal. However, and so the committee obviously can go that route. But as the DA, we have our shortlist, and we're going to ask that those people be included, no matter what category they may or may not fall into. So I'm entirely comfortable with doing it the way Honourable Zamanda is suggesting. But at the end of the day, we've got a list that we would like to propose be invited to come to the committee. Thank you very much.
I think it's a process matter on how we need to move forward. And if one has to carry through the order, there are three categorization or areas of that has been proposed. One is the general comments, the other one is the issue of the public defense clause, the other one is the sentences, and then the other one is the application, and then the last one that I heard was the constitutionality, as per the submissions. Honourable Matila, is there something I left out?
No, Chair, I want to agree with you, but I wanted to propose that if parties can submit, and then we look at those people that they want and categorize them in that fashion. I want to agree that the process is fine. No? But let them submit what they have so that we mm-hmm. For example, I would suggest that even if they can just read through the whole list and submit it to you, read through the whole list, then we look at what they have given us and then say, this group falls there, this group falls there, this group falls there. And then we also check as to whether our other categories not left out, so that we see as to what is it that we bring in, what is it that we take out. Sure, thank you.
What do you agree?
Okay,
I don't want for us to spend more time on
the process. It would be nice, it would be reasonable about it. There were something like 300 submissions. For argument's sake, we got a list down to about 22. So that's cutting it down quite considerably. But to now start categorizing it and saying, well, this one touches the sentencing and that, I think that's getting a little bit difficult. So I suggest we give our lists and you have a look through it.
You see
that where they're supposed to be common.
I thought Honorable Matila was making an intervention, because the reason why I allowed him, I thought it was a point of order, because I wanted to summarize in that way, that let's allow parties to make their submission. And then based on those submissions, we then come back to all of those submissions. Look at areas of commonality. Where we agree, we agree. Where we disagree, we then tackle it. And then after parking all those ones that we disagree on, and then we come back now to look at what are those ones, or which ones are those that we strongly feel that they have been left out by all other political parties. Or maybe one political party might feel that. Here is this one that I strongly feel must be on, but has been left out by all other political parties. And then submit your motivation. And then later on, we look now at all those submissions to say, what are the areas of emphasis? You know, these ones are more emphasizing on the constitutionality of the bill, or as we pass them, under constitutionality. Those ones on processing, those ones who argue for the public defense interest clause, we pass them one side. And those ones as well who are inciting us, because there are those general comments that are quite insulting as well, if you go through them. We might also have to consider whether if we need to call one of these insult people to come and explain why they are insulting us like this as members of parliament, after having afforded them an opportunity to engage with us. And let's hear, what is it? What informs this hatred of members of parliament and so forth? So maybe I'm just laying it for us to have a better understanding of proceedings. Are we agreed on that point? If agreed, then Bloom, can you continue?
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I will try and be very cool and slow. I have started with 259, the public protector. Then the second one will be 229, Advocate George Bizot. Then the third one will be 168, South African Human Rights Commission.
What?
168, submission 168. The fourth one will be submission 21, Nelson Mandela Foundation. The fifth one will be COSATU 237. The sixth one will be the Congress of the People, 262. Seven will be South African National Editors Forum.
You may proceed. I don't know what is happening.
Okay, thanks, Chair. It's number 251, South African National Editors Forum. Number 8 is Helen Suzman Foundation, 224. Number 9 will be Law Society of South Africa, 254. Number 10 will be Catholic Bishops Conference, 233. Number 11 will be Jewish Board of Deputies, 103. Number Jewish Board of Deputies, 103. Then number 12, Open Democracy Advice Center, 95. Then number 13, Media Monitoring, 199. Then number 14, Likona Africa Mguni, 205. Number 15, ACDP Steve Swart, 232 ACDP. Number 16, 232. Number 16, Dr. Jeffrey Mabelebele, I believe it, 228. Number 17, Media and Information Society, number 207. Number 18, Alternative Information Center, number 236. Number 19, Mukulani Dimba, submission number 19. The last one, Chair, Law, Race and Gender Research Unit, submission number 256. Thank you very much, Chair. That is the submission of the Congress of the People.
Thank you very much, Honorable Tom.
Number
19. Let's pass. 30.
Thanks, Chair. My clarity is on the selection of political parties. We don't go there.
No, no. Let's just proceed as we are.
Okay.
Let's allow parties to make their submission, and then after that, we'll come back to the issue. Honorable Zonambi.
Okay, Chair, if you want us to follow the trend, where it's repeated, I will say where I've noted. But I'll just go through quickly. Okay. Submission 8 on Volume 1, Grand Gedalte, got it? 21, we're on Volume 1 only. The foundation, the Nelson Mandela Foundation, we agree on that one. 95, Open Democracy Advice Center, we agree on that. We also agree on the Jewish Board on 103 and 4. We didn't hear 132, Diaconia, Council of Churches.
What is the number?
132. Four, got it? We agree on the Human Rights Commission, 168. We also agree on 199, Media Monitoring Africa. Where does agreement share with the first proposal? I'll quickly go through, if you allow me. We also agree on 224 Helen Suzman Foundation. We also agree on 228 Higher Education. 229 Legal Resources Center in the name of George Bezos, in your council. That's 229. We also agree with 233, the Catholic bishops. We're also putting another one, 234, Mhlobo Gunguluzi. Two three seven we agree, COSATU. We add in 238 Corruption Watch. We come to volume 3, 243 Meridias. 249 NUMSA. 251. We also agree with 259 Public Protector. And have I left anything out, honorable members of my party?
Let's see. Is there anything left out?
Yes, Chair, there is something that has been left out.
Yeah.
Chair, we also noted that there are people like Peter Maluleka. Unfortunately, there's no submission here. But also, there is an important area in terms of the media. Because, you know, he brought a different dimension in the public hearing that we had in Swanee. You know? And therefore, we thought it becomes important that we invite Peter Maluleka. So that contradiction, because he must clarify us in the issues that he has brought to our attention in terms of the media itself, in as far as this particular bill is concerned. And therefore, I thought, Chair, that he might not be in a position to have written a submission, but in terms of the oral submission that we received there, we need some clarities in as far as that particular situation is concerned. And I thought that's one omission that we made, Chair. And we want to add that onto the list.
Honorable Lee, and Honorable Bloom.
Mr. Chairman, this is an ad hoc committee, and I think that we can decide how we're going to deal with these things. And I was present when this particular person gave his submission in Mamelodi, and I was astounded by the submission, and I'd love the opportunity to have a further chat to the fellow, so I would support that he be invited, despite the fact that he hasn't made a written submission.
I will oppose this type of thing. Let me tell you, we are breaking the laws of parliament. If the cutting off date for submissions was on the 17th of May, we can't invite any other person to make a submission. That is rules. We can't do it. It was published in the newspaper. The cutoff date is the 17th. If he have failed to make a presentation, we can't accommodate him.
Who is it?
I support Dennis Bloom. If we fail to submit the submission, there's no way to invite them. Must invite the people according to our list, according to our their submission.
Let's work it out this way. I understand the principle that members are establishing now. And you know, there's one thing that we also need not deny ourselves. That is an opportunity to interact with mind, or the kind of capacity that will be able to enrich our work. I know, for instance, we had said as a committee, even during the public hearing, to members of the public who made oral submissions, to when we hear that a person is coming up with quite substantive issues, we would encourage those people to make to write their submissions and present them. Now, I remember Mr. Maluleka being advised to do that because we thought that his submission was quite material for our work. What we need to establish is whether if he did, because I was just checking with the secretary, whether if he received any written submission from Mr. Maluleka. He's not sure at the moment. Maybe what we can do is to agree to say, let's establish whether if that submission was made to avoid unnecessary contestation on processing and procedural matters. We don't need to be bogged by procedural matters. But equally so, we also need to allow ourselves as Parliament to be flexible on some issues for so long as, yes, of course, we don't compromise the institution. Because a rule is there, but a rule, if all of us agree on how to circumvent the rule in order to advance the work of the committee, for so long as we all agree, nobody is cheating the other. Maybe we'll have to have a closed session just amongst us as political parties without the involvement of the public and engage on this matter. Probably we might find each other on the subject matter. But for now, let us first establish whether that submission was made. It might not be now because obviously we are already in the process. But you know the point of Mr. Manuel. Can we close it at that time? Do you still want to pursue this thing of Mr. Matthew? Mr. Matthew? Can you close it at the way I have closed it? Please. All right. ANC, are there any still? Because the representative of the... Oh, is it the ANC? Or the youth league? Okay, if there's anything, there's nothing that the ANC feels that it has left out, let's go to Chibu.
We've submitted, Chair, so that if there are any gaps,
yes,
the document will assist.
Good. We would also appreciate the submission of COPE.
Okay.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. The Democratic Alliance?
Thanks, Chair. Just goes to show. Great minds think alike. We got a lot from the ANC submissions that they've selected and from COPE. Start to go quickly. 21, Nelson Mandela Foundation. 95, Open Democracy Advice Center, both ANC, COPE. Then we've got the Jewish Board of Deputies, but we want 104. There was a previous one, 103. We feel 104 is more comprehensive. I just mentioned that. 104, 124, no party has got that. That's the Open Democracy Advice Center. 168, that's 124. 168, both COPE and ANC have got them, a South African Human Rights Commission. We have 185, that is Tyson Associates. Now the other parties have got that one on. 200, which is the Freedom of Expression and Access to Information. We would like that. On 207, that is Highway Africa, Professor Jane Duncan, 207. COPE have got it, ANC haven't. 219, Freedom of Information Program. Then Helen Suzman Foundation is 224. All the other parties have it also on their list. 228, Higher Education South Africa. Both parties have it on the 229, Bezos Constitution Litigation Unit. All parties have that one on. 232,
ACDP, One Party has it, that's COPE. 234, Right to Know. No, sorry. Leave that one off. We have 237, COSATU. We have 243, Violence Monitor. We have 243, Violence Monitor, Mary de Haas. We have 251, South African National Editors Forum. We have 252, Print Media South Africa. We have 254, Law Society of South Africa. 255, Media Institute of Southern Africa. Then we have 258, that is the Right to Know campaign. They have two or three submissions. We wish to have 258. And 259, Public Protector. And then 233, sorry, I'm diverging back a bit, Catholic Bishops Conference. And 248, Delft Integrated Network. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. Alfred?
Thank you, Chairperson. Although all parties look like agree, and there's some organization. For us as IFP, Nelson Mandela Foundation is number 21 in our submission. Two is Open Democracy Advice Center, number 95. Three is the Corona Council of Churches, is 132. Four is the Human Rights Commission, 168. Media Monitoring Africa is 199. Helen Suzman Foundation is number 224. Number seven is Legal Resources Center. I think Senior Council Peace or something, number 229. And number 8 is South African Catholic Bishop Amaroma, number 233. Number 9, Inhlangano Yabasebenzi, COSATU, number 237. Number 10 is the Human Rights Commission, number 259. Thank you, Chairperson. 259, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Independent Democrats.
No, thank you, Chair. We've got more or less the same list like the DA.
More or less the same as the DA.
It's the same as the DA.
Now that is the confirmation of the alliance in strengthen. Okay. Which party have I left out?
The media party.
No, it says it agrees with the DA. It's their democratic right to do that. All right. Now, having done this exercise, I think now we need to come back now to the broad issues that we have to agree on. One, honorable members, honorable Zulu, where's the land? Let us understand and clarify one another. Honorable Bloom made reference to the rules of Parliament, and in particular, the rules of the National Council of Provinces. Now, in terms of the resolution that was passed and adopted by the National Council of Provinces, that resolution said, we are adopting or establishing a multi-party ad hoc committee, which is the party that is going to be representative
of all parties that, as a result of the outcome of elections, are represented in the National Council of Provinces. Now we have these parties. And these parties, based on their strength, or based on the number of votes that they were able to acquire during the elections, were then nominated to serve onto the committee. These are political parties who serve in this committee. Now we need to correct ourselves and clarify ourselves as members. Would it be politically, administratively, and organizationally or institutionally correct then to have a political party that is represented in the National Council of Provinces, which has been part of the processes, itself in the ad hoc committee, and still make a submission to the ad hoc committee? We need to establish that, whether it would be correct for us to proceed in that manner. That's point number one. Point number two, we need to clarify ourselves as a committee as well. Insofar as parties that are not represented in the National Council of Provinces, but are represented in the National Assembly, whether if, in terms of the rules again, the institutional arrangement and the Constitution of the Republic, whether it will allow parties on the basis of the strength of the votes that they got, only manage to get representation in the National Assembly, that they should also now be unwittingly or by the way find themselves now also participating in the National Council of Provinces process. Let us first, just address ourselves to this, and then we'll get to the others as we move on. Honorable Donami, and then Honorable Group.
Let's start by saying this is not a new process. We are dealing with a bill as amended and adopted by the National Assembly in November last year, October last year. So this is not a new process. So it can't be that we are now have this bill that's before us as if it was introduced in the National Council of Provinces. No. So we must do the way we normally do. Process the way we always do. Therefore, Chair, I want to propose that political party submissions that are included here be disregarded, because parties had an opportunity to participate, interrogate, and eventually vote on the bill, because this is an outcome of what parties have said. We're not taking a new bill here. This is not an A bill, this is a B bill. Therefore, it would be wrong for us to then start the process afresh from as if there was nothing that's been done on the bill. So I propose, and strongly so, Chair, that please let's not invite political parties that are represented in Parliament. And I'm now going back to your second question, Parliament, Chair, not just the MCOP. You see, amandla xa engalingani, it can be another party's problem. Amandla awalingani. Finish and clap.
Honorable Bloom.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chairperson, we must never bend rules of Parliament for the sake of suiting that political party. Let me take you back to the Scorpions. The disbandment of the Scorpions bill. The ANC made a presentation. ANC Youth League made a presentation. SACP made a presentation. And it was, they were there. They are represented. The ANC is the majority party in Parliament. The Youth League It's part of the ANC. Julius Malema was there. I participated in that process. I am saying, if we are, Shepherdson, you know what? If you, yeah. If, I'm saying, we must not ban processes to suit a particular. You know, rules is there to stick on. I'm making that example of the Scorpions. That they represented the political party, ANC, made their presentation in the old assembly chamber.
I want Honorable Blomcheck to tell us whether that was public hearings or that was a committee meeting in a selection or what, so that we follow him and understand him better.
Thank you very much, Chair. You see, we are busy here with shortlisting. That process was also the same. There was shortlisting process. The ANC was shortlisted. Youth League was shortlisted, and everybody. And then there was public hearing, oral public hearing, because they were shortlisted, like now.
Honorable Leeds,
you noted me, Chair.
No, Chair, I understand what Honorable Bloom is saying. But, Chair, I'm saying for the sake of this particular committee. Because we're all represented here. We can represent our own organizations. Because whether COPE will come and make a presentation, that is exactly what Honorable Bloom is going to deal with and fight for here in this committee. Huh? Now, I'm saying, do we want that process to be opened that way? That's the question we want to ask. Because Honorable Bloom here, he might be the person who will make the representation. And therefore, in terms of deliberations, he can deal with that particular situation. Because I thought what we will say in making sure that we shorten the process and don't prolong it. Because all political parties have put in their view. We also understand that the National Assembly and the NCOP are two different entities, while they are one thing. It's Parliament. You see? Because this is a different committee that is now looking at that particular situation. The issue I thought we would then address was to say, let's agree that political parties represented in this particular committee do not make representation, but through their representatives here, will put forward what the views of that particular parties are. And therefore, look at the second issue, which I think is might be different. And I want to look at it differently and then say, what about political parties that are not represented here? You see, I want to agree with the Chief Whip to say, I think it is wrong. They've made their submissions, but you see, the difference here will be they've made their submissions to that committee in the National Assembly. Have not made a representation to this particular committee. But we must also understand that the process is not new. We have not started a new process. We can still go back to whatever submissions we have the submissions. We must get those submissions that were submitted to the National, so that we understand the rationale behind everything else. You see? And that's the point I wanted to just raise, to say in terms of representation here and representation of people that are not here, there's a slight difference. Unless COPE says they don't have the capacity to deal with that particular situation, that's why they want somebody else, outside people represented in this particular committee, to deal with that particular situation. Unless that is the situation. But if they've got the capacity, what's the problem? Honorable Liz.
Thank you, Mr.
Honorable Liz, and then Zimand. Oh, okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for protecting me there for my colleague from KZN. Mr. Chairman, the question is one that we could debate the whole day. If there's no clear rule about this, I don't think that we're going to get consensus on it. Now, let me take you back to the Khayelitsha hearing, Mr. Chairman. At that hearing, a member of the NCOP who wished to speak was told no, that he could not speak, he would have his opportunity at a later stage. And I accepted that. I didn't fight that issue. Now, I'm not sure when that later stage would be for the member of that party. So our view as a party is that we will put our amendments that we think are required, and we will motivate them, and we will speak as members of this committee. No problem at all with that. But at the same time, we do not wish to exclude COPE. And if there has been a precedent set in the Scorpions' way of dealing with it, then the precedent has been set and the discussion should close and we move on. I have no knowledge of that. In terms of the political parties that are not represented here, the submission has been made in writing, and we are now shortlisting the ones who are going to do it orally. And we're trying to reach some kind of consensus on that. I would suggest that if certain members of this committee do not wish to hear from the ACDP, well, then they vote against the ACDP making a submission. And let's deal with it that way rather than trying to establish what the rules do or don't say. Simply, if you wish not to have them, exclude them. And we will include them, and we will vote for them being included. But if other members of the committee don't think it's right that they should come here, well, then just vote against it, Mr. Chairman, because otherwise we're at odds about what the rules allow us to do and don't allow us to do, precedents set in the past, and so on.
Thank you. Mr. President, I don't know about precedents in committee meetings anyway. My view, Chair, is that we are dealing with submissions in terms of public. That's the first principle that guides my vote. That in terms of public and formal parties, they are represented in Parliament. It's a principle. Now, Chair, I can't be held responsible for any things that happened in the past that I'm not aware of. I'm not aware, and the alliance, the ANC alliance, is not a formal political party. It's just an alliance. It's registered as that. So whether SACP, COSATU, Youth League, they're all loose entities that forms an alliance. Now, if ANC then was allowed, it's not what should guide me now to make a decision to say that. I'm not aware of any rule that says that we must get a party from the NA to come and participate here. So with the ACDP, Chair, I'm not convinced why they didn't even send members in the public hearings that I was in. They didn't send members from individuals of their membership to come and present in the public hearing. Now, we can't then parachute them here when they had an opportunity in the National Assembly to participate. So with them, it's a no. With COPE, it's a multi-billion, trillion no. They are here, and they must not take games with this. If he's not competent, he must declare we can help. Thanks, Chair.
Honourable members, I think Honourable Liz was taking us forward in his contribution. Because I just wanted for us to clarify ourselves so that we don't get out of the meeting being more confused on what needs to happen or what needs not to happen. So I'm happy so far with the contributions. The only thing that we might not... Okay, fine. Maybe let's do it this way. COPE has made a submission, and it's only COPE that supported COPE's submission. I've not heard any other political party agreeing with the COPE submission. So can we agree that that submission falls off? Honorable Bloom?
Yeah, before that, I don't have a problem. That's a democratic process. That will be a democratic process. I am saying that COPE is having the necessary capacity to represent itself. You see, if the ANC didn't have that capacity with the Scorpion field, then the Secretary General of the ANC could not have...
Let's not get there. No, okay. I'm intervening. intervening. That's why I said, let's be cool. Let's be cool. Shouldn't get worked up. This is a very emotional thing. We are all attached to it. We've got strong views that we would want to see them getting through. So let's not be worked up about this thing. This is just a process. We'll leave it here. We'll die and leave it here. So let's not be so strong about it. So we are agreed that Coke's off. Fine. Let's now deal with the ACDP. ACDP, Coke is the only party that made its submission as well. I've not heard any other political party coming out in support of ACDP. Does it therefore mean that ACDP falls off? Honorable Gunda, can you just... No, I wasn't giving you the right to speak. I just wanted to draw your attention. Honorable Liz?
Chairman, I don't know if I heard you correctly, but ACDP is on our list. Yes. And I think it's also on Cope's list, if I remember correctly.
It's also on Cope's list. It is.
Second. Chair, like you said, where we disagree, we will disagree. Honorable Miss had made a proposal earlier that where necessary, and where he thinks we will not be able to reach a consensus, would have to vote. And I think at some stage we'll just have to do that.
I don't want for us to rush for voting, because I think we are finding each other. We are finding each other. I mean, right now, it's only Coke and the DA. That has got the ACDP on. But the majority parties don't have the ACDP on them. So would that therefore mean that the ACDP would not find its way through to be called for oral presentation? Without necessarily going for a vote, show of hands, and all those sorts of things. Let's just avoid those kind of things where out there it would be seen as if the committee is so divided on petty things. Honorable Liz?
Mr. Chairman, may I motivate then for the ACDP, even before we go to the vote? I think that if that, am I, are you allowing me that? Thank you. I think that whilst the ACDP is indeed represented in the National Assembly, and this bill was approved by the National Assembly and has been passed on to us, there have been significant amendments in the process in the NA. This, in a sense, is a very new bill compared with the one that was considered at length in the NA and finally adopted in the NA. And secondly, we're not asking the ACDP to come and deliberate on this committee. They're not going to be a part of this committee in terms of the representation argument that we've heard this morning about the number of votes.
On a point of order, Chair, it would be misleading to say this is a new bill. It's not, because it's been agreed to. Because they voted on this bill, not on another bill. So it's wrong to say that.
I want to sustain the thought.
Mr. Chairman, that's fine. My opinion is different, and you've sustained it. But the point I'm making is that the submissions that were made during the NA process were based on a bill that was then amended in that process. I'm talking about the submissions from the ACDP. But nevertheless, what I was saying is that the ACDP is not being asked to sit on this committee. We're simply asking them to come along and motivate their written submission orally. So we're not asking them to be represented here, to take the vote here, or do any of that kind of thing, which kind of is the implication if one says they're not represented on the NCOP, they didn't get enough votes, therefore they shouldn't participate in this committee. I think we have to agree with that view, but the participation in the committee does not mean that they shouldn't give oral submissions. Every one of these other submissions are not represented anywhere in this parliament, but we're quite happy for them to come and make oral submission. So I would motivate on the basis that it's a submission, yes, by a political party, but it's simply an oral submission. It's not whether we're inviting them to come and sit on the committee and deliberate with us.
Chairperson, I will support each and every word that the DA has said. I am coming, but you are interjecting. I mean, I'm still
busy. No, I just wanted to check on you whether you've
Chairperson, you see, this their submission here is from the party, not a person, from the party. Now the party, yeah, you see now. Thank you very much. Yeah, I am saying that let's give them a chance. I will cut it short because Louis is now and then coming. I'm irritating Louis. So I am saying, let us give them a chance. Thanks.
Honorable Matila, and then Honorable Granto, and then Honorable Boroto, and then Altamarazzi.
I just wanted to check. Are we saying that whatever, because they are going to repeat themselves on everything else that they said in the National Assembly when it, because they were part of the process. They have adopted, because I did not even read their first submission. Now, I don't know what is happening in both of them, you know, but the reality of the matter is as a political party, because they had an opinion, they had a chance. Now, I just wanted to check that, are we inviting them to repeat themselves on everything else, because there will be issues, the same issues that they talked when they voted for this particular bill. No? Because that will be a repetition of the same issues. Are we calling them for that specific issue?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, we have already said this is not a new bill. This bill comes from National Assembly, where the ACDP is represented. The National Assembly went out on public hearings on this bill because this is a Section 75 bill. So they had their own time. They had enough time to interact with the bill and to give their submissions in the National Assembly. We cannot allow them to come in the NCOP because we will be disturbing the process of the bill presented in the National Assembly and coming to the National Council of Provinces. I think it's not on for them to come and present their submission in the National Council of Provinces. This will set a precedent for some things that are coming in the near future.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I think facts have been covered. I just wanted to say that in the National Assembly, when this bill was passed with amendments, the ACDP was there. Now, I want to go back to say we are not reaching a consensus here and we are not going to debate this issue for the whole day. We said political parties are represented in the NCOP and they cannot be allow the oral submissions to be made like we did with the COPE. At this stage, I want to propose that for a way forward and for us to resolve quickly on this matter, we still have to debate a lot of issues and motivate. Let us vote.
No, thank you very much, honorable members. I don't think we still need, there's any need for us to go for a vote on the matter. Can we agree as members? Because you see, I understand the argument as advanced by Honorable Bloom on the question of a precedent that has been set before. Let's leave the Youth League, let's leave the SACP, COSATU, Women's League, or whatever. Let's speak of the ANC, which had an opportunity to make a presentation during the scoping process. But you see, sometimes we also need to ask ourselves whether if a precedent that has been said, does it necessarily mean that it is correct? I think that's the question we need to ask ourselves. If it so happens that I break into your house in Acacia and I'm caught with your goods and I'm not found guilty, would you then also come break into my house and argue in court to say that, no, a precedent has been said, Musutau was caught with my goods, but he was not found guilty, so why do you find me guilty?
was it correct for that process to have unfolded in a manner in which it unfolded? I think that's where we need to clarify ourselves. For us to be on the same side, honorable members, I would request the following, and I hope you'll agree to this, because this is not the first and the last meeting of the committee. And I think the rules also empowers me in between the committee meetings to take certain decisions and to communicate certain things. Can you allow, therefore, us to check whether if the, with the rules, whether if it would be correct or incorrect to invite the ACDP? Moreover, that they have made a written submission and it was received and they were informed of the receipt of their submission. I've not heard, that's one option that we can deal with. You allow us to deal with it. Secondly, we allow Honorable Gunda and Honorable Prince Zulu to express their views. Can you assist us with that, Honorable Zulu? Because yours and Honorable Gunda's would make us to take a decision now. What's your view, Honorable Zulu? Suba Yegele or Suba...
No, thank you, Chair. For me, on my understanding and the looking the system, which way to work, for me, because I have, the people have a time to deal with that thing to the committee in the National Assembly.
So,
I must leave that thing out.
Gunda, stop
not
consulting. Stop consulting. Are you going to speak as an ally or as the independent Democrat?
Chair, my honest and personal opinion as an independent Democrat, I think if you, I had the privilege to read through the ACDP's written submission, and my only reason why I didn't put them on the list is that I had to put things that I really want us to debate on as a committee. I don't want to see the committee back. There are brilliant issues here, but nothing I've read through the ACDP, that's the reason, nothing of the ACDP makes me to put them on the list. Nothing.
Okay. Now, then I take it that the majority has it. Majority parties feel that it is not important for us to have the ACDP. COPE agrees with that. DA, do you agree with that now? COPE agrees that it's not necessary for us to hear.
No, Chair. I am saying that is a democratic process.
Okay.
And even if you disagree, but if the majority is saying that way,
okay,
then we are falling in. That's a democratic process.
Thank you. That's what I wanted. I wanted for us to agree. And I think we are all agreed now that it is not necessary to invite the ACDP. So that initial proposal of mine falls off. Of checking the rules and whatever. I thought we were closing.
Yeah, there's something that I want to raise. These people that are here, they have eaten our food culturally. We can't contribute anymore in the meeting. There's no water, there's no food, there's no tea, there's no coffee.
Mr. Chairman, I have to hasten to disassociate myself from those sentiments. We are not here to get free tea and coffee.
Okay. Please, let's not degenerate. Honorable Ndoram.
Thank you, Chair. I thought Honorable Ranto was just breaking the ice. We're so tense. She had to really say something to make us laugh. But, Chair, on a serious note, Chair, if we look at the submissions on the areas where we all agree on, I want to propose that if we look at 199 should be read with 200. So that We don't have a long list. We're just trying to go back to where we were, now that we've agreed on those.
In actual fact, I thought the chief whip would, Honorable Donham, because he's not the chief whip in this committee. I thought you would suggest that we shouldn't read them as different, because 200 is an attachment to 199. Honorable Bloom, are we agreed that 200 cannot be read separately?
We agree.
All right, fine. So 199 and 200 will be read as one, because it's an attachment to 200 is an attachment to 199. No, I'm happy to see that. You see,
on a point of order.
You see, is there someone who can help me with a cup of coffee, or isn't there coffee? Oh, okay. No, that's fine. All right, Honorable Group.
Chairperson,
on a point of order, there's non-members. You see, we are 15 members in this committee, but there's other members who call me to order from outside. I won't mention their names. Chairperson.
No, we need to clarify.
It's Louis. It's Louis.
in my innocent silence.
Okay, no, don't worry. Because I took it that the rules are very clear, that non-members of the committee are not allowed to directly participate or interfere with members' contributions and so forth. All right. Now, is this not the actual summary? Oh, no, this is the program. Now, I want now for us to consolidate now. Are there still areas where parties have raised which might not have been agreed to by other parties? Is that the ANC? We have resolved part of the issue.
Yeah, we have resolved. Oh, no, I thought 11, that's why I wanted to say, Chair, that in line with the last
time I stopped you that time when you wanted to speak about Maluleke, because I summarized the issue of Maluleke. Leave the issue of Maluleke. We'll resolve it later outside of the meeting. I'm checking with political parties so that you don't find yourself outside of the meeting then to realize that, hey, That member. Okay. Honorable Wolf and then Honorable Chair, Blue.
But with all due respect, not all parties agreed on all the submissions. So how are you going to sort that out?
How are you going to say
which ones we're going to accept and not accept? I think that,
that's where I wanted to get
all
to.
Of them submitted.
That's where I wanted to get to now. Let's find now one another where we think that others have not supported us on whatever, what we had submitted. Okay, fine. You know, my list here is Dermakar now. Is there someone who's been taking notes just to remind us where are areas of convergence and where are areas where we did not agree to, so that we then focus on those areas of disagreement? Honorable Kunda and then Honorable Bloom.
No, Chair, I just wanted to say to you, as we have the list of all the parties here, we can see where we agree and where we disagree with the thing, and we can just talk about those that we disagree.
I wish you could have made this submission yesterday so that we reconcile. All right.
I've raised my hand on the Maluleke issue. I hear what you have said. But I am saying, Chair, that is my standpoint, that we must not be included into the list, because if the date was 17, it must stick to 17. I'm not going to reopen it.
for a discussion. I'm just putting my point. So,
I thought in my summary about the issue of Maluleke, we said, one, we advised Maluleke during the hearing to submit or to put his views in writing and submit them. Now, what we need to check is whether if he did that at the point when we were in Mamelodi, and if he did that, then he will qualify to be considered.
Let me take it further then. All the submissions are here.
Honorable Mazosi.
Jefferson, I thought you were saying you would discuss the matter outside this meeting. That therefore means it will also include other parties as well to try and resolve it. Rehashing it now, Chair, is really a waste of time.
Honorable Matila, please do. All right, we have closed this thing now. Because we agreed, that's why I wanted to get to you. We agreed earlier, even in my summary I said it, that there are instances where there were submissions, oral submissions made of great material importance to our work. Now, we will have our own session, maybe even before we adjourn the meeting, we will request everybody to excuse us and then engage between ourselves as political parties and agree or disagree on whether if there are people that we think who look over there in KwaZulu-Natal who made a very good contribution but he could not write, for instance. What do we do? Are we saying that we are not going to invite that old lady to come and make a presentation? There might be such people like those that we may want to argue to say, but you remember in this area there was this disabled person who made this kind of a submission, which has got serious implications on the bill. So I just thought that maybe 5 minutes after we had concluded this process, let's engage one another as political parties. Okay. This is now going to be the most difficult one. Are you sure?
Yes.
Please don't problematize.
Yeah?
Okay. All right. Chair, I don't know about the ISP, but I checked the list of the IDDA and ANC and COPE. There are a lot of them that are the same. I can give you all them that these four parties have given in, like 21 and 168. 199 to 200, 224, 228, 229, 237, 243, 251, 233, and 259. Those are the stuff that are on these parties. The others that are not there, we need to talk about it, is number 8, it's number 95, it's 132, and 234, as well as...
I don't think I was following
you. Oh, you didn't?
I don't think I was following you. Which list are you looking at?
I'm looking at all the list of the parties, Chedda. I was giving you those that...
Can you pick one party? Yeah? And then we move for that. And then once we are done, and then look at what areas have been left out. And then
okay. I wanted to give it to
Mr. Chairman, I hear what you're saying. That's a sensible suggestion. May I build on it and say that we went through each of our lists and we went through them one by one. Would it not be very simple for anyone who wishes to say, I don't think that we should invite X from and then if otherwise we could short circuit. I mean, presumably we could say to each other right now, is there anyone on the list that were read out very slowly by the Honourable Bloom that you don't think is a good idea to invite? If the answer is no, then let's invite the whole lot and move on.
Honourable Bloom.
Honorable Bruce, and then Honorable Roto, and then Honorable Zorambe.
Now, Chair, I just thought I wanted to start, and I wanted to start with one specific, 258. And I'm just saying, in terms of 258, we've got through all public hearings. In all the public hearings, they were saying the same thing. And in terms of the submission we have received, I haven't seen any difference. I'm not sure if they'll be coming with something new, because it's the right to know what in all public hearings that we attended. And therefore, I'm not sure in terms of their own submission, I don't see any difference from what they have submitted in all those public hearings. I'm just saying, what is the necessity of inviting them back to this public to for any other oral for some further engagement with them?
No, Chair. As COPE, we will support their inclusion into the public hearings. Let us give them chance also to come and say what they wanted to say. You have just motivated now about the other thing of the public hearings outside. Many people were outside, made their points and whatever. Now, I will support their inclusion, 258.
Yeah, yeah. Chair, we have seconded that because they were at all the meetings and we looked at it not on the basis of what organization was, it is what is their contribution towards any changes or alterations or whatever to the bill. That's how we based it on. Not with its right to know or any other organisation, based on those grounds. So we will definitely support for the inclusion.
I think, Chairperson, the principle we are establishing here is whether the people we're looking at now are going to bring something new. Because remember, when we were shortlisting, we did speak about areas where we want to emphasize on. And Honorable Matilda is simply saying the submission by the right to know is the same. And there's nothing new in it. That's what he's saying. Because if they come tomorrow and make a presentation, it'll be the same stuff. That's the principle, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I'm coming in as the wanting to withdraw one from the ANC list, which is number 8.
Let's paralyze 258. Yeah.
Okay.
Chairperson, thank you very much. If that is the motivation for the right to know, not to be part of this list, then it's not necessary for us to meet for the 5 minutes on Maluleka. He's not coming with anything new. He won't come with anything new if that is the motivation why the right to know must not be part. Thank you very much.
Because already now Honorable Bloom is now bargaining. If we have Maluleka, we must have. What's that? Nice bargaining. Okay, that is fine. That's fine. There's nothing wrong in bargaining. If that is the approach, I like it because it assists us on that one. So it's fine. Honorable Dorabe.
I want to take you to the disagreement only, so that we don't repeat.
Yeah. 258.
On 258, well, we're flexible. No, we're flexible on 258. If they
so
can help.
Yeah.
I'm taking you. Okay. Chair, I'm now taking you to where?
Before you, I had
okay. Okay, as thank you, Chair. Anyway, I think she will do the same. But having to bring in Sanef, we will withdraw number 8, who is the Grand Federal.
My reason is that this is a former member of the Secret Service, and on the submissions is more about the internal operations. Thanks.
Chair, I am now taking you forward. I didn't hear the parties suggesting number, and I'm going to go to my list. Number 238, Kala, Corruption Watch.
Yeah, the ANC is the only one that likes Corruption Watch. Agreed.
Okay. The other one, Chair, was NUMSA. We raised that.
Yeah, the ANC is the only one with NUMSA. Agreed. DA.
249.
Yeah, agreed. COPE.
No, we are Democrats.
Are you Social Democrat?
Yes.
Are you Social Democrat?
There was commonality between one
or Liberal Democrats.
With the IFP, we were common on 132, the Diconia.
Agreed.
21 was common, 95 we agreed. 238, Chair? Is that what I...
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then, Chair, from other parties, that's where now we must go to. Because many of what we said is almost a great to have the answer. 195.
Just take one at a time.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I thought you would list and you would then say, you discuss when I give you what I think we didn't. Can I? 199.
Mm-hmm.
Your list.
Code.
Yeah. 199, I didn't hear us agreeing. 205, I didn't hear other parties. 232, there's an agreement that they're out. 228, Dr. Jeff Mavelevere. It was only one party. 207, it was one party. 236, I'm not sure, I didn't hear properly whether the DA said, but I think it's one party. 19 is one party. 256 was one party.
Okay. Can we then get to those ones? 199, 205, 228, 207, 19, 256. Honorable Matila?
Chair, I thought in terms of 199 we've agreed.
Sorry, we've agreed with 119 that they are an accident. Yeah, the other is an accident of the other. Yeah. So I'm withdrawing 199.
Why?
No, because you were then have it with 200.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I thought we agreed that we're taking 200 and
yes.
We leave out
119 and 200.
So yes. What are we saying now? We take 199
and 200.
What's 200?
Yes. That's one thing.
Yes. No, that's the
latest.
Okay, 200 is going to 199. All right. 205. You call a African pool, man.
Jefferson, if the committee disagree with the name, I'm not going to fight over the name. I mean, if there's no support, then there's no support.
The consensus that
205 should follow. Great. 228? Dr. Mavelevet. DA?
Mr. Chairman, we feel very strongly about this particular submission. This is a submission done by Dr. Mabelebele, but it is a combined higher education submission from a number of universities, and I believe that it can make a very valuable contribution to our deliberations. So I would request that the members of the committee accept that they should come and make an oral submission.
How different
I was struggling to get, I think the ANC, the DA, and co. agreed on, not Mabelebe, institutions of higher education or something. Now, I just can't find it now quickly, because I wanted to look at how different would Mabelebele's submission be from this one of higher education. Hmm? He is the same thing, he's just the CEO of those structures. So why then do we title them differently?
It's not
Oh, okay.
So we agreed
on. No, that's fine. So the ANC, all of us agreed on that. Yeah. 2-7. What is the difference between that and Sanef?
Sorry?
It's two different organizations. And I went through both submissions, and it differs a lot. That's why we are motivating that they must also.
Sometimes this thing, I went through them and they differ. My argument might also be different. To say that having looked at both of them, I find them to be speaking the same thing. You know, areas of emphasis are on the same subject on the bill. I don't know if it would be still necessary to have FANAF and still have Media Africa. Because they are every area of emphasis is the same. When you talk about categorization, it is a protection on media in the main. Freedom of expression. That's what I read out of their submission. Honorable...
Mr. Chairman, indeed it comes from the same kind of area, but I do believe that they are different. I know they're different organizations, but I do believe that the input will be different. The editors forum is an editors forum. This is a media forum. And I really do urge members to accept that there will be valuable input from both those organizations, given of course the concerns that have been raised by the media and others about media freedom. So I would urge us to accept both of them. Mr. Chairman, what will it really, can only advantage us in our deliberations. I don't see that it can in any way be a disadvantage.
You see why I'm raising this thing, honorable members and members of the committee. The reason why I'm picking up on this one, especially media houses, I would not want this committee to be preoccupied with the media issues, because there's another process. There is a process that is dealing with the media. I mean, we have this society, we have SANEF, we have the Auditors Forum, it's now this committee's its main objective is to deal about media protection and freedom of expression, I don't want to say the right to know, because the area of emphasis, if you read their submissions,
It's all of its territorial. Their submissions are more, it's more sectoral or territorial. It's about the protection of their territory, which is nothing is wrong about it. Nothing is wrong about it. But all I'm saying is that if we have one, I mean editors, those are the key people. If we have those ones, why do we have the media again? What will be different? It's like calling on journalist society as well to say, come make presentation. Whereas the journalist, before the article is published, it must go through the editor. I would want you to assist me, because I really don't want for us to be preoccupied with the interest of the media in the main and lose focus of what the bill is all about. Honorable Bloom and then Honorable Donovan.
No, okay. We must. Okay, we must be cool when we discuss this thing. You see, let's see.
Now the problem is the copyright.
Yeah, no. I'm also cooling you down. You see. No, Chen. You see, this media and information, they are also citizens of the country. We must not try to isolate and not have people to be part and parcel of this whole thing. Let's leave the media out. The media debate. The media debate will go on forever. But I am saying, these people have submitted, they put their submission. Let us agree to say, let them come and make their presentation. They are different. It's a different party organization from SANEF. That's why they have submitted. If you can read through their submission, it's different from SANEF's submission. Thank you.
Chair, I think we will agree on many things, because what really guided us in picking and choosing those we've chosen was on content. And the content from SANEF and any other media house that's here is the same. So let us not really want to get that repetition. If number one speaks of public clause, then everyone else will forever do that. I think ours is to just get what is it that from the media, and from the media, not necessarily a particular body, because those particular bodies have the same concerns. We're looking at where there'll be differences and where at least we'll get something new as well.
Just on a lighter note, you know, I was sitting next to Honorable Bloom when Maluleka was making a presentation, and he disagrees with Bloom because he says, check as to whether 100%, because his opinion is that 90% of the editors are not South Africans.
I hope you are not going to respond to that.
No, I'm not responding to that. The motivation of the chief. I want to. Chairperson, I welcome that response of the chief. Honorable Ntwanambi. You see, if SANEF is going to represent the media and journalists as a whole, Maluleka is part and parcel of it.
Can honorable members be provided with water?
Another belief. Mr. Chairman, the debate is, as I think, been sidetracked in the sense that we're talking about two possible oral submissions in amongst 263. And the media has an important role to play in our society and in the work of this bill or this committee considering the bill. And I don't think it is right for us to suggest that the work of this committee is going to be dominated by the issues of the media. It is not, and certainly not in my case, and I believe not in the other cases of members of this committee. I think that we're here to look seriously at the bill in its totality and the need for it, and the implications for our society, including the implications of the concerns raised by the media and the press in particular. So I don't see the
That's one point of order, Chair. You see, Chair, I agree with the member. But you see, it is the very same media that misled society outside
Chair,
there.
Chair, that's not a point of order. Chairman, really, I, as you know, do make light comments, and it is important for us as a committee to not be entirely serious all the time. But when a member of this committee is making a serious submission, I would request other members of the committee to not make light of that submission. I really think that we should be careful with each other as colleagues on this committee. So, Mr. Chairman, it is not about the media. This bill is about the protection of state information. It impacts upon the media, and it will not make a great difference. Mr. Chairman, I really need to have your protection.
All right. Let me not take any order. Let's not allow ourselves to be trapped as well in engaging now, because we'll still have an opportunity to engage. Let us just agree whether if we think that 207. Okay, we have SANEF. Let's just count the media institution. No, let me suppress you for a moment. Yeah, you see now I can be accused of having suppressed a member. Okay, we have SANEF, no? One. And then we have 199. Yeah? 199. Mm-hmm. Let's not confuse them. Just 199. I think we agreed that 200 is an attachment. Yes. So it's 199. It's two. What else do we have? We have SANEF. No, I just want to. The media fraternity. We have SANEF. And then we have what editors again? What was that? The editor something? No, it's three. Yeah. Media Monitoring Africa. Oh, that's 199. Yeah. That's about four, then. Okay. Yeah. We agreed on
199
on SANEF
and SANEF.
199. And then we leave the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Agreed.
119
and SANEF. I wonder I can't see the ANC lobbying. I've not seen the IFP lobbying, but there is an open lobbying that I've seen between and amongst the IFP, COG, Democratic, Independent Democrats and the DA. In the meeting. There we go. Coalition. No, I haven't seen that happening. Yours is so open that it is even disturbing me. Okay, fine. We have agreed. Let's just be. I think. Let's not be too. I mean, we're not leaving anybody out. We are taking two, SANEF and
MMA.
Two good, solid organizations within the media sector. Fine. Agreed. 19, Dimba. We leave it.
I propose that we don't take him.
We drop Dimba.
Yeah.
Okay. Agreed?
Please, honorable parties.
Okay. Agreed. 256. Law, Race and Gender Research Unit. Luna Mike Labo.
I propose the person to drop him, raise something.
Honorable group?
Can I please ask Prince Zulu to motivate why he says we must drop that thing? You see?
No. Honorable group, can you allow me to share the meeting?
No, it's a proposal.
I have not asked anybody to motivate or demotivate or ask. We have been proceeding in this way. So can we proceed? There's a proposal
that your argument, yeah. That you see, I am saying we have put it here, and you know, Chair, we went through this submission, and we find that, you know, Law, Race and are raising very critical issues when it comes to the defense protection. Defense clause. Very, very important issues when it comes to gender as well. That's why we have put it on the agenda.
Law, Race, Gender Research Unit. Yes,
the law and not gender necessarily. They may raise issues that has got impact on the law and not gender. Now, I wanted to know, why are you saying that in their submission? I haven't read it, I must be honest with you. I won't speak with authority on that one. But are you saying that they are engendering the argument, is engendering the bill?
They are raising critical issues when it comes to the protection of gender. I'm telling you, I went through it. That's why I put it on there. That's my only. I can read it to you if you want to have it. The whole submission.
Okay. Honorable Ndorambe.
Chair, I've gone through that as well. Whilst you might have written something good. But it doesn't speak to the issues raised in the bill.
It's an opinion paper.
Yeah. It is good for maybe our coming policy conference, not for the bill.
I don't know. That is why I never got to read it. I don't know everything about it. But just the name, Dr. Mnisi, are we sure that this is not a policy paper or opinion paper? Honorable? Okay. Honorable Mofuge?
Chairperson, if I read that submission well, it deals with the traditional cost bill, not protection of state information bill. The one from Mnisi.
Oh. Yeah, Dr.
Mnisi,
the one of 256.
Yeah.
256. Yeah, oh, there we are. There we are. It says yes. Yes, sir. Resubmission on the traditional court bill. Submission on the traditional court bill. 256.
Let's come to the defense of Honorable Bloom. It's because you also served in that committee, so you were confused as to which bill you were really considering that time.
No, you are protected, Honorable Bloom.
You see, I have asked, and you called me to order. Did the members went through the submission? They are... No. You see, now everybody is screaming, no, it's the wrong thing and the wrong thing. I went through it, that's why I took this one out, because I went through this thing. And I'm having my thing here. You see, this is the chairperson here of that committee. Now he's confusing this whole bill with his bill that side. Thank you very much.
Okay, fine. Honorable Bloom, I was the first to admit that I didn't read it. I was the first to admit. And that is why I was looking for it. I must be honest with you. And what I can see here, Honorable Mofokeng is absolutely correct. I mean, if I can just draw your attention to page 5, where he diagnoses the bill. He says, we draw the Select Committee's attention to the fact that women and children make up the overwhelming majority of people living in the former homeland areas and often find themselves in a vulnerable position in relation to adult male-dominated traditional institutions. Now, how does that then relate to...
Sorry, Chairperson, that submission is not even addressed to the ad hoc committee.
Yeah,
it was addressed to the Select Committee on Security and
Yeah. That's why I'm reading even here. It says that we want to draw the Select Committee's attention. Honorable Zeman, we want to be sure that Honorable Bloom understands.
Dr. Bala, I told you, it was here and it's also in that committee where the bill was addressed to. The unfortunate part is that, you see, the secretary is so overstretched.
Okay. So, it's out. Agreed.
I wouldn't die for it.
We're entirely okay. I think the Honorable Antonabi has raised the ones where there wasn't a consensus, and I think we're happy with the outcome of this, and we look forward to hearing the oral submission. Thank you very much.
Then can I allow a question? Oh. Because I wanted for us to leave this meeting. We can't leave this meeting without having a list of all the names that or organizations that we have agreed to. We need to reconcile this, Honorable Member. We need to reconcile this. Can you break maybe for just 2 minutes? Just to reconcile And then we come back, we agree on the list, and then we know that these are the people and organizations that are going to be invited.
Okay.
Two
online is new now. Honorable, no?
You know what I will talk to? I think that we have debated this whole submission. And I think that you are correct in following what you are doing now. Because now we are opening up the debate again with submissions and what. I will propose that if parties agree with what we have agreed with this list, let's go with that list.
You see, I remember even saying that, are you sure? Because I would avoid a situation us living here and then only to realize, I did not put my organization for consideration.
Chairman, indeed we did. We read through every single one of our names and we submitted a copy of that list to the Secretary. Then later in the meeting we agreed that Honourable Tonambi would raise the ones that were not common, on the list. We didn't sit and make a 3 or 4 column list putting who ANC were and who COPE were. So the process was that if it was not raised as being an uncommon one, we had to assume that it was common. We are now being told what's on the list, and I'm suggesting to you that there are ones that we raised in the appropriate time on our list of Mr. Secretary who are not on the list and were not rejected by this committee.
I'm guided by you. So far, is the O'Connor the only one? How many people?
Chairman, may I then just quickly give them? There's 219. 232 was rejected. Then there's the question of Right to Know. I understood that we had agreed that Right to Know would make a presentation, but it's not on the list.
We agreed.
It's not on the list, Mr. Chairman. And then 248, the Delft Integrated Network.
Honourable Majosi, you know, Chair, Honourable Mu was correct, you know, because Honourable List has smartly smuggled, you know, new issues. Because we did discuss each and everyone wanted to include. We have. And we'll finalize that process. Now we're going back to it. We never spoke about the Springbok or anything of that sort. Even when we're discussing areas of disagreement, remember you put it to us, where do we differ in the list? It was never there. Sure.
Honorable Gunda,
258, there was an agreement on 258, but you didn't put it on the list. Right to Know.
Yes.
We agreed. No, we are clear. Yeah. Let them come. We'll engage them.
So it's just then they are number 19.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Chairman, you know, Honourable Master Ziwe and I are very good friends, and we will remain so even after this. But to suggest that because we didn't discuss it, it shouldn't be on the list. Many of the ones that are on the list, we never discussed. They were simply common on our list. And so I don't think that's a reasonable statement to make. I have pointed out to the committee that there was one name, one organization omitted, and I'm asking the committee to consider the other names that were omitted, that were presented to the committee, both orally and in writing. And I'm being told that's out of order.
Okay. If you are ready, members, you will have to guide me. If we are ready and prepared to engage, let's do that. Because I don't want wrong messages to be sent once we have attended the meeting. Can we have the list of those names that you are saying have not been mentioned?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It is 20, we've dealt with the media one, sorry. 219, it's the advocacy training outreach. We dealt with Ratchin there. I've lost track. 248.
219, what is it?
Tammy O'Connor, Advocacy and Training Outreach Officer, Freedom of Information Program. And 248, the Delft Integrated Network. I think that's the others that we've discussed in terms of the media and so on, and they've been rejected. So it's those two, Mr. Chairman.
Chair, I think we need to remind ourselves. For example, if you take 248, because there was no support from any other political, we did not agree on this particular. Now it's been smuggled back. Because that's where I agree with Honorable Mazuzi. You see? And I want us to go back there and say, because we don't agree with the name, Delft. We have agreed with right to know, because I raised right to know, and we all agreed that no right to know must come. And that is the situation. In terms of 248, we did not agree, and therefore let it not be smuggled back onto the list. Thank you, Chair.
It's two bodies here, and I don't see. This thing will do us any harm. If we want to include the two, let's include it. If we disagree, we disagree. But I am saying, let's include them if it's not going to cause any harm to the committee.
But let's not lose sight of what the Honorable Matila is saying. Because he's reminding us of a very important principle that we started with. And that principle was introduced even by Mr. Honorable Lee to say that if a name is not supported by other political parties and is raised by only one political party and the others do not agree with it, it will fall off. And I think consistent with that, probably that is why we arrived at that conclusion of that format, which we then presented, because the name that is raising never received any support. They were names raised by the DA, but they were not supported by other political parties. So I think Honorable Matila is reminding us of that principle. Can we go back to that and agree on a matter of consistency? Because of these names did not receive any support from any other political party, therefore they do not find themselves through to be on the list. Meaning, therefore, we are left with 17, except, of course, for right to know, which would be 18. That was an omission, because we all agreed on it. Agreed.
Yeah.
Fine.
So
the chair worked right to know, 2+8, it's going to be 19. If you count them properly, can I mention it to you, Chair? Can I mention all the names? Can I mention it to you?
No, we can still remind ourselves.
Okay.
Okay.
No, well, there's nothing wrong if Honorable Gunda wants to be an assistant secretary to the committee. Okay, so those are the list of organizations that we had agreed to. Agreed. No contrary views or statements to be issued after the meeting. Agreed. Fine. Let's get now to the next item on the agenda. That is the program before us. What is of importance here on the program in the main is the day when we are going to call all these organizations for submission. I had initially wished to have at least 15, which would have made our life much more easy over 3 days. Now that we've got more than 15, we would then have to agree on how we're going to handle them. We've got the
next week we don't want to touch. Next week is your Easter and what. Members would want to go on holiday with their families and enjoy Easter and so forth. Yeah, Easter fun. Huh? No, it is. Next week. The 20, what? Oh, the human rights. Okay. Oh, I missed it. I exposed myself in terms of the issues. So. I don't know what to say.
So just for information, can we find out in the original, setup? We set out 3 days for the hearing. And when do we adjourn on each day? Because I was going to propose that we don't extend the days of hearing.
Mm.
Rather, we knock off late. We continue very late. You simply add to those that have been included. Over that.
Honourable members, when is Easter?
No. I'm not worried about Easter.
Hmm? I know why. No, I agree with you.
Yes.
I just wanted to establish something first. When is Easter?
It's in April.
Oh, it's in April. Okay. All right. This is the reason why I'm raising this thing. Okay. Friday, in terms of the parliamentary program, would be the last day, and then members would be on their in their constituencies from the 19th. Now, according to the program, we are proposing that we leave next week. Yeah? We leave next week, and then come back on that week of the 27th. 27th, 28th, 29th. That's why I thought Easter was the Friday of the 30th. Okay. So we've got 27, 28, 29. Now, agreed on 27, 28, 29. Starting at 9 o'clock until 4.
Why not 8:30?
Oh, hold it first, Honorable Bloom. 8:30.
Yeah.
8:30 until 4. All right. How many institutions or whatsoever do we call per day? 5, 6, 7?
Divide that number by 7.
5.
No.
Divide the number
by how many hours per organization?
That's why I have our hours.
Oh, okay. 6, 6, 1 hour.
Before we can also agree on the date, we must first come to the kind, what we are allocating to an organization to make their presentation. Then it will guide us. You see, to be safe, my proposal will be it must be 4 days. 4 days for the public hearing. And my proposal will be we give each and every presenter an hour and then for interaction, questions, for clarification and whatever, we have an hour. Now, that's why I'm saying let's add another day to the 3 days. If we finish earlier than that, it's fine. But let us not run into problems with time. That is my concrete proposal.
Before we even debate, look, if we look at all the submissions that even the organizations and people that we've identified, you'd realize that they have two or three areas of emphasis, except for George Bezos, who's raising about seven areas. They raise the whole range of issues, but there are those areas of emphasis.
Don't you think if we say to them, we give you 20 minutes to present, 20 minutes to present, won't it allow them or give them an opportunity to then zoom into what they think are their key things in the piece? We don't want a new bill to be presented to us, you know. Because I can imagine Uncle Bezos coming here and giving us a whole new bill. A whole new bill from the preamble to the definition, go through the definitions and, you know, and all that. But tell us exactly, what are your problems? Which areas do you have key? You say the bill is unconstitutional. Take us to those points where you say that the bill would make the bill unconstitutional. 20 minutes.
Chair, I think the justice said let's give them all half an hour.
Half an hour? Half an hour of deliberation?
I will compromise half an hour. Half an hour for the presentation, and then questions for clarification and engagement, another half an hour.
I know this is an open meeting, but what if we say for strategic reasons, we say 20, but we know that we'll be flexible for about 10.
It's an open meeting. It's an open meeting.
I mean, they will know, in any case, they will know that. Okay. All right, let's say, if it's 30, let's say 30. And then maybe that will allow them also to really summarize their presentation and allow us an opportunity to engage. And then if we talk of an hour or an hour, 30 minutes, which means it will give us an opportunity to engage with about 6 organizations. 3 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon. Then we can do it in 3 days. Honorable Lee?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, this process is very important, and what I would not like to see the committee doing is restricting someone who has available input to make. So I'm happy to go along with the proposal, but may I ask that whoever's going to contact the people going to do the presentation, ask them if there is a need to have more than the 20 minutes or half an hour to do their presentation, and let us consider that. And even if you as chair consider it. So there is the kind of general consensus that we'll go along with this kind of schedule. But if George Bezos does say, listen, I need an hour, please let's try and find an hour for him.
Okay. You see, when it comes to public hearing, the half an hour, is fine. Because this person will come and, with questions for clarification, this person will make an input on the things that he left in his presentation. He's not been stopped after that half an hour, because now we are going to ask questions and what, and he will clarify on his presentation. That's why I am saying let's go for half an hour for presentation, or if we want to extend it, 45 minutes, and then half an hour for questions for clarification.
Honorable Matila and Honorable Broad.
Chair, let us agree that we've got an hour for everything. No? As chairperson, you will be chairing that meeting. You can be flexible on individuals on that specific day. You see? But you will be managing the process. As long as people know that they've got 30 minutes to speak on, they will make sure that they'll deal with issues in that specific time. Our experience going out to all these public hearings, you know, sometimes people were just politicking there, telling us a lot of other history rather than dealing with the bill itself. You see? Now, we are now saying people, deal with the bill, deal with the issues. You see? Now, because we'll be managing, will be able to can guide us. And that's why I agree with Member Mazozi that on that specific day, we must not restrict ourselves to say it will be from 9 to 4. No, we must say if we go to 5 o'clock, let's go to 5 o'clock. Because we'll be managing the whole process. And that is the approach, Chair.
Firstly, let me support the 9 o'clock one, not the 8:30, because we have decided to go as far as we can. Secondly, let me say, I think 1 hour for each individual is enough for both presentation and clarity-seeking questions. Otherwise, we will not be able to manage this process and finish it in 3 days. So I support the 30 minutes and 30 minutes for clarity and the 9 o'clock one. Thanks.
What happens if, let me just problematize, what happens if you realize that 3 days is not enough? Yeah, thank you, Chair. Chair, I actually want to comment on what you just said now. Yes, we're going to sit late, we're going to start at 9 and late. It may happen that the 3 days is not enough. It might happen. Then, as a committee, and you as a chair, then we must sit and take a decision then. But we must be flexible because we know how urgent this bill is. We know how important this thing is. And we have set ourselves the time. By the 17th of May, we want to be finished with this thing. So all I'm saying to you, if it so happens that 3 days is not enough, the committee then must do justice and take further. Take it further. Thank you.
You know, the reason why I'm asking you this question is, you know, I'm just thinking of the wise words by the deputy president when he says, why can't you hurry slowly? You hurry, but you don't lose the capacity and ability to do justice. Meaning, therefore, as you hurry, you must also think of maybe that element of saying, I need more time. But I'm not throwing it. I'm not throwing it in. But I'm just saying, I can imagine, you know, it's like this argument of, I mean, as members, you would know, it is normally pursued by Gauteng in particular, Gauteng special delegates, who would say that, why should I fly from Gauteng for 2 hours to land in Cape Town and participate in a debate for 10 minutes and fly back to Gauteng for 2 hours, spending about 6,000 rand just to come and debate for 10 minutes. I'm closing this thing. I'm closing this thing. I'm closing this thing. We are agreed. 1 hour. 1 hour. For presentation and engagement. 1 hour. For presentation and engagement. How practical that is going to be would depend on us.
Chair, you see, Mr. Matila here have come with a solution. You as the chair will use your discretion. You see, and then I will propose that we add another day, because your question is relevant. If we does not finish it on that day, the 27th, the 29th, let us. My proposal will be, we add the 3rd of April,
which is a Friday.
No, it's a Tuesday. The 3rd.
Oh, you mean the following week?
the following week. That 27, 28, and 29 is fine. Or if members want to work on the Friday, the 30th is also fine with me. But let us really do that to add one day, Chair. Not for us to hurry. I like your summary on this thing. We must really do justice to this thing.
Okay. What would be because of this constituency period in any case, what would stop us from starting on Monday? Because it is constituency period. So we had a Friday instead of the Monday.
Yes.
All right. Let's say Friday by 2 o'clock. We're done.
Yeah.
All right. So meaning that for Friday, we might even start earlier. That is 8 o'clock.
Yes.
If we have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and half of Friday, you think we can make it? Okay.
Huh?
He's
talking about festival. He's from
Gauteng. No, you must fly back home.
Okay, sorry. I've indicated some time ago. I need to talk. I mean, I'm in favor of extending the number of days. But you simply can't invite someone to come to give a public hearing, oral input on the 28th, and then say, sorry, we're running behind schedule. We'll only accommodate you on the 30th. If we're going to invite people to make their submissions on a particular day and they have to travel here, then they have to do them on that day. So if we're going to extend the period, then the appointments must also be...
Before they call you to court, because now you were also confusing. Because I thought that we are agreed on the list. We agree we were just establishing an agreement on the date and time. And then from there, those will be the administrative things. How many and whom do we invite for Tuesday, for Wednesday, for Thursday, and Friday? You don't invite somebody on... We don't invite all of them to arrive on Tuesday, only to be told that, no, yours is on Thursday. Your time will be... No, they will all be informed that you are scheduled to appear before the committee on this day, at this time. Then he knows that in terms of his or her arrangement, must be here on this particular day to avoid the situation where, sorry. And I mean, imagine we are calling professional people here and then they must all wait there outside. It will be quite clumsy as well. Yeah. It will be very clumsy and ugly. So if a person knows that, okay, my presentation is starting at 9 o'clock, why is it going to never 8:30 to 8:45, he must be here. Okay, me... I am in Cape Town on this day, but I'm only appearing at 11 o'clock. I am in Cape Town, but appearing at 2, just like that. Not all of them to be here and to be sitting in the foyer here and look like lumpens. Okay.
Chairman, the last point with regard to this, I have no doubt that my party will agree, but as I understand parliamentary procedures, that the parties Chief Whips have to agree to committee work taking place during constituency period. And so we will put it to our party accordingly, and I suggest that the others do the same. But if there is a problem, then we're going to have to come back.
I remember. You remember a week before, if not last week, I raised this thing that go and speak to your political party. I raised it. So I took it that as we are seated here, it is agreed. Now, if we still have to consult with our political parties,
Mr. Chairman, there has been a dramatic change. We were not planning to meet in the week 27th, 28th, and 29th. There's been a change of the program.
Chairperson, I'm on the floor. Thank you very much. I can confirm that my party have agreed on this process. Chairperson, I'm on the floor. Thank you very much. I am saying my party have agreed on this process because we view it as very, very important that we must finish this thing as soon as possible. Thank you very much.
Okay, I did talk to Chairman Glua. I will be available during the constituency period.
We
are fine, sir. We're fine.
Aye.
We're okay, sir.
Chairman, I consulted with our chief whip on the original program, and he agreed that that was fine. The new program, I have no doubt that he will also agree it's fine.
Also, not fine. I have consulted, that's fine. All right, now that brings us to the point where we summarize our meeting. We are going to meet from the week of the
7th to the 30th. Okay? And then all these administrative things will then come into action of it. Now, let's just, we've got a total list of 18 people that we're going to invite. I go.
Okay, I just wanted to remind you of the earlier decisions. Because I don't want us to move out of this meeting saying we have a total list of 18. Remember that area around checking as to whether, and I want to specifically zoom into one area, Maluleka. You see? Because if it's so that you're not surprised next time when they're 19. If that did not happen, then we'll be 18.
All right. Maluleka, with the spirit sharp. So let's not open it for the case.
We must agree here. You see, when we go out here, it's 18.
Can you allow me to do this? Public Protector, Legal Resource Center, Human Rights Commission, Nelson Mandela Foundation, COSATU, SANEF, Ellen Sussman Foundation, Law Society of South Africa, Catholic Bishops Conference, Jewish Board of Deputies, Open Democracy, Alternative Information Center, Corruption Watch, NUMSA, King's Iconia Council of Churches, Media Monitoring Africa, Higher Education South Africa, Right to Know, and possibly Mr. Maluleka, after consultation with the office to check whether if he did submit his presentation to the committee. No, okay. Is there any formal mover for the adoption of the program? Honorable Matila, Honorable Bloom, Honorable Gunda. Fine. That brings us then to the end of our meeting. We don't need that 5 minutes for the Maluleka issue. We are agreed on pending on confirmation. All right. The meeting is adjourned.
Do you want to go to heaven? Please don't lie.